let me read you a couple of statistics real quick, okay? So number one, the majority of businesses and consumers predict that their money will increase by their use of phone over the next 12 months. Number two, cold calling is a form of proactive outreach, and 82% of buyers accept meetings with sellers who proactively reach out to them. I want you to think about that statistic alone. I was going to say something else because there's a third statistic that says that 42% of respondents say that the phone is the most effective sales tool at their disposal. Here's why this even matters. The other day I was talking to a CEO. They own a huge organization. They have 18 employees. And she's like, Tiffany, we are struggling for money. Like, we need more money. And I'm like, okay, well, you guys are doing a little over a million and you're trying to figure out how do you put more money under your belt. And I'm like, wait a second, let's just talk about the basics here. How many sales calls have you guys actually done? She's like, sales calls. I'm like, wait a second, how many people in the last 24 days, the last 24 weeks, the last 24 months have you guys gone like this? Hi, we have a product. This product is good. We love this product. We think you should buy it. We are the solution to your problem. She's like, zero. I'm like, so let me get this straight. You're having money cash flow problems. You have 18 people on your team. Oh, but Tiffany, they do different things. This one's on the floor. This one's on this. I'm like, yeah, but here's the truth of the matter. In the art of cash flow and scaling, everybody wants to get paid. And everybody's going to get paid, whether they're the janitor, whether they're the painter in your business, the operations manager. I don't care if they're the glorified COO. It doesn't matter. Everybody is going to get paid based on your ability to put money in the bank. And everybody gets paid off of these things that we sell to put money in the bank, which means that if we have a cash flow problem, we have a company problem, we have a we need money problem, then everybody needs to be part of the solution. The easiest way is to pick up the phones. Now think about this for a moment. Cold calling is a form of proactive outreach, and 82% of buyers say that they'll accept meetings from people who pursue them. Now, you might say this to yourself, because I have a team member who has a pretty higher pay grade, right? Yes. And he said to me, he was like, you know what? I was like, everybody's going to pick up the phone and make calls. And at some point, and he was like, I don't make calls. And I was like, yes, you do, because you like to eat. And he was like, and I'm like, everybody's going to play part of the solution. Then his immediate response to me was, but Tiffany, you don't understand. And this was some time ago. He's like, you don't understand. I'm the kind of person who hangs up the phone when people try to call me. And I'm like, I get that. I understand that. I don't want you to think of yourself as a telemarketer. I want you to think of yourself as a solutions provider to my hair's flying all over the place. I'm in these Phoenix streets. There's wind here. They got haboobs, haboobies, something happening. We're all the dust and the wind. And so, yes, my hair might be a little bit crazy, but I just came out of the office because I was like, I got to tell you this today. In the daily tea. I know that it's easy to confuse telemarketing for like reaching out. If you don't reach out to your community, people in your city, the businesses that are here, and you don't say, hey, we're really great at what we do. We solve said problem. We help said type of people. Then who will? Yes, you can do fancy marketing. Yes, you could do like paid ads. Yes, you can do all these things, and they work. They're very viable. They work. And I believe you should do them, but nothing is going to beat just going out. Do you know I built a multiple seven-figure business? I'm talking about millions of dollars by leaving my house, walking out the door, getting in my car, driving to a city like this, and then going, hi, I have this solution to your problem. Do you want to buy a product? For the person who's trying to doubt me and saying that you did that Tiffany in blue collar, or whatever. No, I sold $500,000 contracts by doing just this. My business partners back then were Xerox Corporation, Hewlett Packard, hardware and software, and I sold the blank out of them. But I did it by leaving my office and knocking on the doors. You can button up your cash flow. You can button up your business right now by literally just jumping on the phones. You know, one of the things that I implemented that was really hard for me to implement was to say, everybody has got to reach out. Like, you know, everybody doesn't have to be great at reaching out. Just everybody has to do it. Let me read you a couple of other statistics. It's 30% of leads never receive a follow-up call after the initial contact. So I remember him saying to me, okay, Tiffany, fine. I'm going to get the list and I'm going to go through everybody one time. How many people? 500? Great. I'm going to call everybody once. And I was like, that's not what we're doing. You need to know what by when. You need to know, like, if you're really going to do something and we're going to make an impact, you've got to be able to look at it, and the person has got to be able to say they said no and they said yes. So he's like, well, then how many times do I reach out to them until they pick up the phone? That might be once a week or once a day until they pick up the phone. But at the end of the month, you got to have an answer on all of these. They need to, like, you need to be going like this and talking to them so much that they're like, hey, leave me the heck alone. Stop reaching out to me. Stop calling me. Stop asking me for questions. By making just a few more call attempts, sales reps increase their conversion rate by 70%. What would happen to you? And right now I'm on HubSpot. And this is from Crunchbase. What would happen if you closed 70% of the leads that you've had in the last 60 days, the last year? Think about that number. Like our average, let's say one of my companies, our average product is about $15,000. So if I close, even for me, this was what I was like, oh, I'd rather do more for my team and the things that we're after and put more money that way than to spend money and just arbitrarily handing it to ads. Why are you too good to also pick up the phone? So I'm not going to ask the manager to do something I'm not willing to do. That just doesn't make sense. You might say, well, Tiffany, I'm too big or too mighty to work on such and such. Well, then you know what? You take the A leads. If your average sale is $15,000, right? So let's say I had my team member make calls for that. I might be picking up the phone and making calls for $100,000 opportunities. How do you sell more of your clients or customers? Or how do you sell more units to one customer at once? Bottom line. The bottom line is, like, going back to the basics is nothing more than me saying to you, like, we both have a lot more control than we realize to change whatever it is that's in front of us. And we probably haven't changed it because we're trying to use all the fancy BS that people keep telling us that we need to do, create, build, pay for, and we're throwing money and we're throwing speed at it. No, it is not fast to send a text message one-on-one from an independent phone number, but it's way better because you're going to get a better rate than you're going to get a better response rate than someone seeing that you're sending a mass text message to all the people in your database. This might sound crazy, but what if I told you that by going back to the basics, you'd fix everything for the rest of this year? What if I told you simply by sitting down for the first 4 to 5 hours of the day and picking up the phone and being committed to calling 50 people? What 50? Make them up. Tiffany, I don't have 50 people on a list. Go to your friend's book on Facebook and press the call button on your Facebook app. Facebook got it. Instagram have it. I believe LinkedIn have it. You can call people directly through the tool. Just call 50 people on your Facebook and be like, hey, Tiffany, you can't call Facebook people. Why not? Who said you can't? You said you can't. You made up a rule. There is no law. If there was a law, then the button wouldn't be there. If other people weren't doing it, then the button wouldn't be there. If it was something that was taboo, the button wouldn't be there. Other people are using the button to make a lot of money and to go back to the basics, and you could be too. My bottom line for you is this. If you have a cash flow problem, if you have a business problem, if you have a money problem, if you have a whatever problem, go back to the basics and pick up the phone. I myself am about to go and make more calls. But it's not because we have a cash flow problem or a business problem. It's because I have something specific in a totally different direction I got to build. I promised that I would get back on top of a project I left 2 years ago. I got to go on tour this year. And we have about 8 weeks to build an entire tour through the East Coast and the West Coast. And I've got to pull a lot of strings, call in a lot of favors, reach out to a lot of people to get this thing done. And I know that as easy as it'll be for me to send out emails and create fancy websites and hope the market sees it. I know that there is no way, shape, form, figure for me to get this thing done faster than for me to sit down in the chair before my team gets to it, call the bigger favors. There goes my friend. He's like, oh, she's talking. She's talking right now. It's the daily train with the daily tea. The daily tea and the daily train needs to get a daily coffee is what it needs. So bottom line for me here is that I really, truly want you to go back to the basics with me. I knew that there is no other way for me to get this book tour done. There's way too much time. There's not enough time and there's way too much to do. If I tried to delegate it all to my team, it'd be hard because they'd have to do multiple steps where I knew that I'd be able to use my knowledge, my status, my leverage, and I'd be able to have conversations very quickly and move the needle faster for us in the next week. So I have a hard task of picking up the phone, making phone calls, and getting this picture together quickly. And there's nothing simpler than by me using this and going, hey, this is Tiffany Largie. Remember me? I'll see you tomorrow.